Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Sarah, I'm going to ask you a personal question. It has now been a month since you got married. Do you know what your husband's ATM password is?
No.
Do you know any of his passwords? His email account? His
Dropbox account?
No.
Dropbox?
Yeah.
His computer password?
Yeah. His iPhone password.
His iPhone password.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, I've unlocked his iPhone many times, but I can never remember the number. And I know we have safes in the house. I know those codes, but I can't remember those either.
Which I believe her, because I've seen her try to log into her computer sometimes and she makes several attempts and gets locked out.
Tracy in Pflugerville, good morning.
Good morning.
So it's been 2 years that you've been married and your husband refuses to give you his password?
Yeah, I have no idea what his ATM password is. We keep our money separate like we always have, but it works for us, but I don't know, lately it just seems a little bit shady. So.
Why do you need his password for his ATM though?
That's a good question. I mean, what do you do?
He has a card.
I mean, just in case of an emergency, mm-hmm. You know.
Do you know his other passwords?
Yeah, I mean, I have his email, his social media. I have all of his passwords, but he just, will not give it up for that one.
Mm. That's weird, especially because you all have separate accounts.
Is he obligated to give her his ATM password?
Is he obligated? Nobody's obligated to anything, but why, if you guys have already made the decision to live your life together, okay, why now hold back the money part, which money is, I would assume, believe, I hear, I read, that that's one of the biggest fights that couples have.
True.
Right?
Yeah. True.
So why throw that stone into the pond?
The whole
I don't know what that analogy means.
The whole what's mine is yours and yours is mine kind of thing that includes the password. But what's funny is, though, even if you have the password, you can't get much information other than how much money is in an account when you go to ATM and withdraw or balance inquiry.
Like she said, emergencies. And I would assume when you took vows, you didn't say what Alex said, what's mine is yours and yours is mine. We're going to share our lives, everything but my ATM password. I mean, I guess why does he want to hold on to that so bad? And to me, it's just breathe. Let it go, bro.
There's some things that guys, though, me being married, there's some one thing we want to hold on to. I don't know what that is, but there's a certain thing that everyone has in a certain relationship. I'm sure there's some female listener out there right now listening that has a secret credit card too that her husband doesn't know about. You know what I mean? It's not
absolutely.
Like this isn't crazy. This isn't new. Like I have a credit card my wife really doesn't know about.
Is it that the professional wrestling one you got when you opened?
Yeah, years ago. I was in Vegas and I stayed at a wrestling themed hotel kind of thing back in the day, and if you opened a credit card at the time, you got free choke slam cheese fries and some other stuff.
So gotta do it, right?
I got the card.
Worth it.
But see, it was so long ago,
Still love that.
Limit's so low, my wife doesn't know about it, and I use it for stuff that I really probably shouldn't, like
choke slam fries
and gambling online, random stuff like that. But you know, she knows about it, but she doesn't have access to it, and she doesn't care because there's no harm. I'm not doing anything bad with it, at least in her eyes.
Look, here's the way I look at it, and this is not going to be a popular opinion with the lady, so I apologize. You know I love you. As long as y'all are not having money issues, as long as there are no fights over finances and who's paying what, if things are getting done and you have an agreement and everybody's living up to their agreement, who cares? That's just my opinion. Now, you got to work that out between one. Well, hold on. Here's Trevor. Trevor, good morning.
Good morning.
So what should she do?
I got to say, and yeah, this isn't going to be a very popular opinion with the ladies either, but yeah, I agree with her husband. Why does she actually need his password? Whenever you get married, you already take everything else. It's just the one thing he wants.
Kind of what I said.
It's the one thing he wants to stay on to.
Right.
Yeah.
But what if he's dead?
And put the password in a will.
I just guess, what's the point of marrying someone if you can't trust them with your ATM passcode?
Look, I think every situation is different. You know, there's a time. It used to be that we all would share accounts and everybody would have access to the money and all that. Now things are different. People do things differently. And if he wants to have his own account, I have my own account. My wife has her own account. I don't have her passcode. She doesn't have my passcode. Things just work themselves themselves out, and that's the way it is for us. I know you and your husband share an account, and it's good. Alex and his wife kind of share an account. So all three different situations here, and it works for all of us.
I don't have my wife's ATM password either, because I really haven't asked her, because I don't have her card. She carries her card all the time, and she doesn't have mine. But believe me, if she wanted mine, I'd give it to her.
Andrea, his passcode is 6969.
Yeah, and she could be disappointed when she pulls out whatever, because it ain't going to be much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.